recent survey by the College Saving Foundation shows that we are now back again to a form of savings, in this case through a program and the 529 College Savings Program. But also, in general, we are saving money. We're putting money away. And that's good news to the College Savings Chair, Mary Morris, who joins us to talk about their survey and what they have what they found out in their most recent survey as we celebrate the month of college savings and prepare our kids for a quality education through getting them into college. Mary, welcome to Home and Family Finance. I know you're up in New York, but you're taking time for your busy schedule to talk about this. This is good news, isn't it?
It is good news. In fact, I'm in New York for a College Savings Foundation meeting, so it's very appropriate, and we've been talking about College Savings Month, which September is, and a survey, and so it's great. Great to be with you.
Well, I think it's just so important that we congratulate ourselves when we're doing good, because for the last few years, our decision to save took a tumble. And now I'm beginning to hear from a number of different sources that we are once again starting to save money, put something away for that so-called rainy day. In this case, the cost of a college education can be sky high. And yet your foundation, through his survey, found some very interesting information. I love the fact that 72% of children have accumulated savings for college. That's a great number.
It really is a great number. And, you know, what we also find is that it's not just the parents who are saving for their kids, but the kids are saving. And, you know, the younger people understand that they have some responsibility themselves to help pay for their college education. They understand that it's important to get some kind of higher education, whatever that means. You know, it's not necessarily just the traditional bricks and mortar four-year school. We think community colleges are a great way to start and keep your cost of education down. There are training programs, and you can use 529 college savings plans, and that's what we're sort of all about, is providing families a tax-advantaged way to save for higher education. It also supports that great concept of saving generally, as you said. And, you know, I have the privilege of being the chairman of the College Savings Foundation, which is a group of organizations. You know, every state runs a 529 plan, college savings plan. And
right.
So this is kind of a consortium of members. I have the privilege of running the Virginia 529 college savings plan for my day job, along with what I do with the College Savings Foundation. And the foundation really puts a spotlight, a national spotlight, on savings. And through our surveys, it lets people see, it helps. And when you put that word out, when parents say, wow, 72%, I need to get on the bandwagon. I need to do that. I need to do more to plan for the future. So we think that the trend is great, and a lot of our job is to, when you mentioned financial literacy in the beginning, a lot of what we do in our individual states and through the College Savings Foundation is talk about financial literacy generally, the importance of planning and saving, and then particularly saving for higher education.
And I think it's just so that we break this down so everybody understands what has happened here. 72% is a tremendous number. Of that number, 44% of you are utilizing the 529 college savings plans in whatever state you're in. Now, I think it should be higher than that. That means 34% of you are just saving. And congratulations to you for just making sure that you're saving for college. But you can also, and Mary will be the first one to tell you, is you probably can do an even better job because it's a tax saving. Savings involved in here as well, if you do use those college savings plans, right?
Right. There are other ways to save for college, personally. I mean, it's what I do for a living, and I'm pretty passionate about it. So I think that 529s are the best way to plan for college. You know, one thing is that it's like retirement saving. You know, when you dedicate it and you say, this is what this bucket is for, it's kind of locked away. Yes, you can get it out, but there you have to pay tax on the gain when you pull it out if you don't use it for qualified higher education expenses, and there's a potential penalty. But, you know, it's really pretty flexible, and the genius of 529 plans is that they grow tax-free, completely tax-free, federal and state taxes, and are never taxed as long as you use them for qualified higher education expenses. Again, that's a pretty broad array of things that you can spend the funds for. There's no other benefit like that. You know, retirement savings don't have that. You should not have any tax cover. And then 36 states, mm-hmm. I think it is, offer some kind of tax advantage at the state level for contributions to your 529 plan.
All right, I'm talking with Mary Morris. When we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the various, there's a variety out there, and also about the importance of this even beyond, you know, what happens if you decide to use it otherwise. Mary will tell you what happens then. This is Home and Family Finance. You're on Radio America. I'm Paul Berry. We'll be right back. Mary G. Morris is the chair of the College Savings Foundation. It is the leading nonprofit helping American families save for college. She's also chief executive officer of the Virginia 529 College Savings Plan. Now, the Virginia, each state has its own savings plan. It works pretty much the same. The biggest benefit is that you save tax dollars if you save through the plan. But, Mary, there are other advantages of doing this. Please explain not only the other advantages, but every state operates in a little different way, right?
Exactly. So different states have different kinds of programs. As I said, every state, with the exception of Wyoming, but they go together with Colorado to offer something for their citizens, offer a savings kind of a program. There are a number of states, and Virginia is one, I think there are 12 states, that have a prepaid program, which is a little bit different kind of a program. Not everyone has that. And the savings programs, the investment options are different. You know, you can be, but all of them offer a range of, let's say, target date funds. So if you want to put some money in and invest it a little bit more aggressively when your kids are older, that investment will gradually become more conservative and, mm-hmm. i.e., hopefully less volatile, less subject to risk of loss as your child approaches college age. So there's a wide variety of options open, and people can go to any state's programs. That's sort of a misconception. Look to your state first. We always think that's a good idea because there are some specific state tax advantages in certain states. So I think it's 36 states offer a tax advantage. It's a deduction, mm-hmm. or credit for state income tax purposes for your contributions to often to your state's plan. So you want to take a look at that. Some states it can be different rules, but every state offers, I think, a quality program and provides an opportunity to families to plan and save. And the programs do a lot on the education front. You know, so a lot of our mission is to inform families about the importance of higher education, you know, what that does for you in the future for you and your kids, mm-hmm. And how to use these programs and how to plan and to save.
And Mary, if I hear you correctly, if I live in Ohio and I like to plan in California or Wisconsin or New York, I can use that plan even though I'm not living in state. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And you see a lot of that. So, yeah, absolutely. Just take a look and see what plan works best for you. You want to look at the investment options. You want to see what the fees are that are charged, you know, what the return's been on the investments. So there's a great way to do that. You know, one of our sort of sister organizations, the College Savings Plans Network to the College Savings Foundation, has a great planning tool on their website, collegesavings.org. And the College Savings Foundation is collegesavingsfoundation.org. There's a lot of great information on both websites, but it is the CSPN website that has a comparison tool for families to look at and see what really works for them. What are the tax advantages, the investment offerings, the fees, and all of that. So a little bit of research online will give you a ton of information about tax advantage 529 program.
Absolutely, folks. I can't imagine why the 30% of you who are not saving, I can't imagine why you're not at least taking a good, strong, solid look at this. Maybe you don't have the money. I understand that. But at some point, you should try to avoid strapping your child coming out of college with enormous debt. Right now, it's over $1 trillion. Not a B, I'm saying a T. $1 trillion of debt. We can do better, and we must do better. That's why Mary Morris is in the game. That's why she's on the program. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the plan and also what are the alternatives for those who don't go to college, even if you started saving. This is Home and Family Finance. You're listening to Paul Berry, and I'm glad to be with you. Saving is something all of us should be doing. And that's what Mary Morris is in New York to talk about, savings through her program or the program that she is head of. And that's the College Savings Foundation. Barry, we encourage people to do this. Obviously, we encourage them to, you know, we never know what Johnny or little Mary are going to become, but we know they're going to want to go to college, or so we think they will. And so we start to plan at age 5 or 4 or 3 or whenever. And so they go through the process. But it becomes obvious to us at some point, Mary, that little Johnny ain't going to make it in college for whatever reasons. But we've got all this money saved up. So what happens to it? Do we get penalized? How can we use the funding? Can we direct it in a different direction? Tell me how I deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, there is that potential, but we find by and large families find ways to use those funds for the purposes intended. So one, you do have some pretty flexible transferability. If you have a sibling, and we'll find some families will just save the oldest child and then they see what happens, and you know, if that child either doesn't go to college or gets a scholarship, you know, that can work also.
Sure.
And there aren't any penalties. If your child gets a scholarship or suffers a disability or, you know, after their death, there aren't any penalties on taking the money out. But if they're not used for qualified higher education expenses, there can be. But you can transfer to siblings. You can transfer up to yourself. We found during the recession that some families, you know, use it for retraining. And so that's the other misconception. A 529 program can be used for all kinds of training programs. So Johnny may not want to go to a 4-year school, but there may be some, you know, mechanics training school that qualifies. It has to be an eligible educational institution qualified for federal financial aid. But there are a lot of those. There are many wonderful technical training programs at community colleges all over the country, and you can use your 529 for that. So, you know, don't assume that if you know, you don't have a rocket scientist in the family that they can't use a 529. It may be even more important for those kids. And again, remember, adults can use them. You can use them at any time. We are finding with our survey that families are starting earlier, which is great because it's not expensive to get started. That's the other misconception. You can open an account in most states for $25 and save when you can. Get grandma and grandpa, aunts, uncles, friends to contribute at appropriate times, birthdays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever.
Okay.
And that builds up your account. And if you start early, it really can make a difference over the long haul. Save routinely every month, $10 a month over 18 years. You know, you've really done something.
It's a great gift, too, isn't it, Mary? If you can offer this as a gift to your family member or to your friend, the children of your friends.
It is terrific, and we're really finding, and again, some of our surveys, millennials in particular, the younger generation, are much smarter in many ways, I think, than their baby boomer parents about saving and about planning. You know, they've been through the recession. They sort of get it, and they're willing to defer gratification. They're willing to save, and they're willing to ask for help. You know, they'll throw it out there on Facebook or social media and say, hey, my 2-year-old.
Give me a help.
Party, give me, you know, I've got a 529 account. Please put money in. And a lot of states are building gifting platforms and making it easier for families to do that.
Mary, thank you so much. We like you. Come back and see us again. Let's talk about this again, would you?
Love to. Absolutely.
Okay. Mary Moore is my guest. Coming up, are you still subscribing to cable? Really? Why? Find out.